the attacks on public education, the attacks on citizenship, the attacks on our environment, the attacks on our veterans. When you see all of this, who can deny that democracy is at risk at this very moment?
No.
No fair-minded person can say, oh no, it's not that big of a deal. It is a very big deal, which is why all of us are here together.
Yeah.
At noon?
Yes.
At noon, we're gonna be at Denfeld High School. Denfeld High School, you're all invited, you know? And we're gonna talk this thing, we're gonna talk about this. But I want you to know that as your Attorney General, ever since January 20th, I've been doing nothing but suing Donald Trump nearly every day. Idea that this guy might come back to power. And when we looked at what he said he was going to do with Project 2025, we knew that it wasn't nothing good for the American people. We knew that our real strength was in solidarity and in coming together and in using our legal system to fight back. But we all know that we will not win the fight for America, which is what this is, in a courtroom. It'll be won in the hearts and in the streets of our country. Yeah. Yes, we have to fight in the court of law, and we are. But we need to fight also in the court of public opinion.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to let you know that the people of Wisconsin, our neighbors right across there, sent them a mighty message last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tries to literally bribe men of Wisconsinites into voting against themselves. And they said, but not only that, do you know that in Louisiana, what is undeniably a red state, their governor tried to push a bunch of MAGA mess last Saturday, and he lost on four amendments, 65-35. By 30 points in November, and only by about 16 this time. The American people are rejecting Trumpism, MAGAism, fascism, dictatorship. And so I just want you to know that if you're ever tired or you're ever cold, understand that your efforts are working. Your efforts are working. What you're doing is the right thing to be doing. You're rising up and you're demanding that we protect our nation. That's what we can do. And so let me just say this. It's nothing wrong with love of country. I love my country. Which is why we have these people destroy it. True democracy. We are going to fight for it. Now, I want you to know, just so you know, what the lawsuits are. Y'all want to hear about that?
Yeah!
Let me say, we start with just the other day, we led 23 states when we sued Robert F. Kennedy Jr. illegally terminating $11 billion in public health grants. We filed the lawsuit and we won a temporary restraining order. The judge issued the order to stop his attacks on this, and now we can try to rehire 170 people. Now, you know, voting in America is a state thing. You know that?
Yes.
You vote based on your rights as a Minnesotan. That's why you can vote if you're out of prison in Minnesota, but you can't in Florida, right? It's a state thing. Well, Trump tried to say you can't vote unless you have proof of citizenship. That's not the law.
Yes.
We sued him just last week. Just so you know. and the judge issued a restraining order, and we are fighting. We won that one so far. We're going to keep fighting. But I got to tell y'all this about the fight with these federal employees. Even though we got the injunction, meaning we probably stopped him, he has not hired back everybody, even though the court said he had to. So now, listen to me. If you are a federal employee or you know somebody, and if we have won an injunction to get you your job back, and they still haven't called you back, I need you to call me up. Y'all ready for a number? Y'all ready for a number? Get your phones out. I'm going to tell it to you. I'm coming with a number right now. You ready? Who's ready?
Yeah.
Who's ready for a number? 651-296-3353. If we got an order for you to get your job back and you haven't gotten your job back, you got to call me so I can go back to court and say, Judge, he's defying your order. Can you all do that?
Yeah.
651-296-3353. Let's keep going. One of the first things he did is he tried to freeze $3 trillion of federally appropriated money. We unfroze his freeze. We beat the court, and the money is flowing. And the money is flowing, but he's always messing with it almost every day. So we got to keep going back to court. If you are impacted by what he's doing, you got to call me so I can file a motion to get after him again in court. Would y'all do that?
Yeah.
And then, let me just tell you, the Department of Education, we sued him on that one. And we're beating him on that one. And let me just tell you this, illegal cuts to NIH. Now, the NIH, this is the National Institute of Health. These folks are looking for healing and cures for things like ALS, MS, cancer. This creep cut that money to stop Americans from getting cures. But we went to court and we blocked them. Now, another one, and let me just tell y'all this. I've heard some Democrats, and again, this is not a Democrat, this is not a partisan meeting, this is a people meeting, right?
Yeah.
We know how hateful the Republicans have been against our trans neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Even some Democrats have been saying, well, they're politically a liability, but I'm not against them, but we can't stand for them because it would. Let me just tell you this. That is garbage. That is garbage. We stand for all of our neighbors. Which is why I sued Trump when he said he was going to block our money if we don't stop doing gender affirming care. And don't let anybody tell you that one of our neighbors gets thrown under the bus. That is crap. You gotta stand against injustice. Birthright citizenship. So this guy tells you only against people who have come here illegally. They're not supposed to be here. But there's no such thing as an illegal human being.
Yeah.
Even lying about that, because birthright citizens are citizens and have been for 127 years. They're trying to take away citizenship from people who already have it. Don't let them tell you this is just about somebody else who you may not know. This is about all of us, friends. We've got to stick together on this. So let me wrap up by saying this. Solidarity is the key. We've got to drop any artificial divisions we have amongst us. Fighting for the rights of women. This is us, not everybody else. Woo! Woo! Fighting against racism. We need a black It cannot just be our gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender neighbors fighting against homophobia. All of us straight. Together, and you gotta fight however you can fight. If you are a lawyer like me, then you sue their ass. If you are a teacher, then you teach about justice. God is strong, even though this guy's trying to wreck it. If you are, no matter what you're doing, do it to the best of your ability now. Never before have we needed you since the Civil War like we need you now. This guy's trying to wreck everything that we hold dear, and we will not tolerate it, friends. Let's go get it. I'll see you. I will see you at Denville High School.